down by the river, I was shaking that ass. Bending over, popping pussy, I was making that cash.
Hey, everybody, I hope you enjoyed my medley. I'm just kidding. this is Trey Crooks. I'm your host of Bad Advice, my podcast. Welcome back, everybody. It's another episode. Are y'all excited as much as I am? So much bullshit has, like, happened. And I'm just so happy that I waited an extra day to finish recording. Bad Advice will be given all through the program. So keep listening. So apparently I missed, but I didn't really miss, the BET Awards. I heard it was just a hot mess. Like, even Keisha Cole didn't show up outside with the plates, girl. So, other highlights of the BET Awards, because I'm not going to dwell on this too long. Y'all probably seen all the highlights and all the other stuff. Joe Budden gets into a fight with Migos on the red carpet. First of all, I just want to say, I watched the video of Joe Budden explaining his side of the story, and it was completely wrong. Everything about it was wrong. He was talking about the whole story was like, oh, well, I don't want to interview people when I'm on a red carpet. Girl, that's your job. You have a podcast. You have a show on whatever channel, hip hop award channel, whatever, VH1, 2, or whatever. And you have that. You have to do the interviews like that, girl. So from what we know, I guess, from the whole interview with Migos, like, they couldn't hear, the VJs couldn't hear what Migos were saying at all. It's probably the sound equipment or whatever. That's what they kept saying. They could not hear them. And it wasn't because of their accents. It was just because it was low. Y'all could hear because, obviously, our TV and their sounding would be better for us to hear, not for them. But so the clip that they showed us was Alchemist Academy, whatever his name is, the other guy that's on the show. I don't know none of these people's names besides Joe Budden because he's a bird. the other guy on the show was like, you guys are my favorite rappers and blah, 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 blah. And Joe Budden was not trying to hear it. So he tossed his mic down, real disrespectful, and eject his dumbass out of the seat and, like, walked off the stage. That's real threatening for anybody. I don't care who you are and where you're from. If you get off, if you drop your mic in the middle of somebody giving me a compliment and you walk off stage, we have a fucking problem. Girl, they should have just read you right then and there, but they wanted, you know, to whoop your ass. So I give them, you know, credit for that. So Joe Budden tells his side of the story, and it was the most ridiculous shit I've ever heard. The story was long and drawn out about a guy he met at the mall the day before, or the morning of, or whatever, because he didn't have any socks. And the guy at the mall was like, hey, Joe, you know, you done messing with Little Yachty? And he was like, that shit's over and done, and blah, blah, blah. And I guess they smashed it, and like, he went to the red carpet, and that's when I guess he was tired of hearing people praising Migos and other quote-unquote whack-ass rappers. I feel like there's a hint of jealousy, but whatever. So he was like, oh, well, I was there, and, you know, I couldn't hear them, and everything they were saying was just, you know, ridiculous. And, you know, homeboy from the mall, apparently, this is, I guess, why he told the story like this. The homeboy from the mall came up to him and, like, honestly just attacked him. And it was just like, well, he claimed he attacked him. He goes, oh, you done talking about Lil Yachty? And he's like, I ain't gonna fucking talk about you, Lil Yachty, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he thought he was getting set up. It was completely fuckboy bullshit what he was talking about. So let's just put this bitch on the bus to hell. Another weird moment this week that happened. Heat Magazine, one of their sources, quote unquote, Kim Kardashian and the Kardashian West has sent the babies. By the way, congratulations, Beyonce, for her beautiful twins. Apparently, Rumi and Sir Carter sounds so cute. And Rumi Carter sounds cute. But I don't know if that's their names or not. I'm getting off track. Because Kim Kardashian sent about $150,000 on a contour kit. Bitch, you better cut my face like no other. Like, a contour kit? God damn, Kim. But it says also she sent $10,000 worth of clothes for Blue Ivy that was sold out of the Kanye's children's fashion line, and a couple of tailored pieces from for the infants. And apparently Beyonce sent it back. She was not having it with Kim Kardashian or Kanye East or whoever. She said, no, no. Who's this box from? Oh, no, 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 no. Don't open that. It's probably a bomb. I don't know. But I just think it was kind of, I wouldn't say disrespectful. Hopefully she sent it back in the same package or whatever. But it was kind of disrespectful. I'll see it like that. She is Queen Bee, and, you know, she can take gifts if she wants to, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. She could have just, and another, like, somebody else wrote anything, like, she probably gave it to the nurses. Honestly, if she gave it to the nurses, that's kind of fucked up, Beyonce. I hate to say it, that's a little fucked up. But, you know, you don't accept gifts from your enemies, so I don't know if Kim Kardashian is Beyonce's, Beyonce don't like Kim or something. I don't know. I just feel she would want to be involved with all that nonsense that she's always involved in. Like, girl, you was just robbed, bitch. Keep the money, girl. Speaking of being robbed, Rob Kardashian was just robbed by Blac Chyna. Oh my God. I woke up this morning, July 5th, y'all, and my shit on Instagram was blown up. My friend sent me, I thought he sent me some nudes at first, because I'm like, this is weird, because it was just showing up on my screen, and I'm like, okay, well, let me go check this out. And it was about Blac Chyna, I don't know. It's about her, and he exposed all her nudes, even though I think it's kind of ridiculous. Isn't she like a stripper? I know you shouldn't be black, you know, blow up and expose people, but she's already been exposing herself, so it wasn't really that much. I don't think she really thought too much about it. Like, oh, well, girl, maybe her privacy about that email, about them text messages. Yeah, and apparently he's having guys come over there, and like, this is low-key pimping out, having guys come over there, and they're texting Rob talking about, hey, can you give me money so I can take her out and, you know, and give you evidence that she's cheating on you, nigga? Like, how low can you go, girl? Like, why are you texting Rob? I'm about to call one of my friends. You guys might remember him. His name is DeAndre. So, and he has a podcast called Spill It. So let's see if he picks up. I have no friends. Well, that was embarrassing. Well, I could just do this by myself. Okay, so after all this nonsense that, you know, what's this nigga's name? Rob was doing or whatever, posting all over the Shade Room and all this other stuff. Your favorite person, T.I., Troubleman31, posted underneath one of the pictures with, why bring your business to IG. Oh, wait, you know what? I'm not done. First of all, Rob kept saying how much he paid for her body to look the way she does, saying her nipples are too big because, you know, she had surgery and he paid over like 10K for these boobs, and like her whole body was done for like 100K. He kept giving her, he gave her like 16K for rent, and he's mad because of I guess all the niggas that she's fucking at the house or whatever are like laying next to her his child. That's real fucked up, yes. But at the same time, like, what? You paying, like, why are you putting the price, like, all these numbers? I know it's money, but like, What are you trying to say? You're making yourself look like an idiot. You pay for all that stuff for a girl to cheat on you. Pretty much. So I thought that was dumb. But back to what T.I. was talking about. Because, ooh, girl. Because he has a lot of nerve. He goes, why bring your business to Instagram, though? Look, you work, bro. Oh, you got work, bro. But at least keep it to yourself. You're letting the world know that you're a duck. I mean, a big duck. A mighty duck. A Ronald McDonald. The Duck Scrooge. I don't get that one. McDuck. Howard. The Duck Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Save the DuckTales. Just hold this L. Kiss your kid and cut your losses. Move on and you got no moves, bro. And you got no moves, bro. Why was that hard to read? Maybe it's T.I. So, you know, Rob, you know, just gave me a light read. He was like, since T.I. want to chime in on my business, that he doesn't concern him. This is really not proofread. Let's talk about the threesome you had with Black China and your baby mama Tiny. Don't speak on my daughter when you having threesomes with Young Chai and Tiny. Young Chai? I guess. And I put that on my daughter's life since you want to speak on my daughter. Damn shame. China told me everything about your threesome. With you and her and Tiny, you got no moves, bro. Correction. T.I. paid China to have sex with him and Tiny. Like, girl, you airing people's business out? I can't wait till somebody else steps up and say something real slick to Rob, because Rob looked like he type of person. He'd be like, okay, so it's your turn to get red? Let me go ahead and write this. First of all, you was licking my toe the other day, so girl, you should be talking to me. Amber Rose, don't you come over at me. Like, he's about to give it to everybody, even though he looks completely stupid. And T.I. looks dumber for even with his whole incident with him and Tiny. Working out your differences. T.I., you looked like a douchebag on TV. You was just clowned about the same very subject and talking about no babies should be on the road, trying to hold back your wife and her career and whatnot. Speaking of career, have you guys, I know it's like kind of late, but like I've been keeping up with Xscape. I don't know. Maybe it's, I don't have an ear for them because they all sound awful. They sound terrible. They sound off. I feel like they're all trying to be a lead singer, but don't have the lead singer qualities or whatever. But, girl, I'm not even supposed to be talking about that. Let's get back to Rob. That's pretty much it. The whole, there's a meme going around about Three's Company. It's Tiny's face, China, and T.I.'s face on it. I thought that was fucking hilarious. And I don't get, like, if what's his face so mad, Rob is so mad, why hasn't none of his five sisters came and like whoop homegirl's ass? I know they can't, but you have five sisters for what reason? For no fucking reason. It's crazy. They have Rob in this meme of that, you know, Beyonce's Lemonade cover, but it's Rob's head and it says flat tummy tea. I thought that shit was too funny. Speaking of Lemonade album, guess who dropped their album? 444? Is that how you want to pronounce it? 444? Ugh, J motherfucking Z. I am not a big fan of Jay-Z. I wasn't like a big fan. I loved him because he loved Beyonce, but now I know all this other stuff and it was deep. It was real deep, Jay-Z. It was real deep. So let's get into this album. Jay-Z shot his brother in his youth. He stabbed someone back in the day. This is all I'm collecting. He's definitely cheated on Beyonce. Even had a threesome. Jay's grandfather, who was a priest, sexually abused Jay's sister. The twins were conceived naturally. Jay's mom is a lesbian and even contributed her being in the closet as some of her reasons why she used to be on drugs. The way he asked B out when she was 21 by saying, don't embarrass me. Ooh, disrespectful. First of all, nigga. Beyonce had multiple miscarriages. Stillborns were mentioned. I really don't know. I just hope everything's okay. He knew he deserved getting his ass whooped by Solange, because we all remember that moment. Like, she gave him a new one. When he was young, he hated religion. But now it's healed and healing, and it's even closer to God. It just makes me think about the quote that Beyonce said for Beautiful Liar. I know things about him you wouldn't want to read about. Girl, real slick, ain't it? Other things that they were talking about, I feel like most of the stuff was like, he made a jab at Future, and now Future and the rest of these muggles are holding up money to the ear or whatever. I heard his album through and through, and I actually like it. I like it. I really do. I like the OJ Simpson song. I really do. But the difference is between, you know, you regular ass niggas and Jay-Z. Jay-Z can admit his faults and he's wrong, and they can move past that. it's on an album, and she's going to always hear it and replay it in her ear and like, okay, you remember you fucked up this time? But at least he's admitting that he was wrong, and they can move past that. So there's no comparison, because most of you niggas can't admit nothing. Y'all always try and blame somebody else for why you can't do this or what's wrong with you and why can't you stay faithful and whatnot. Girl, keep it to yourself. What else? Another cop been shot in the face by an unarmed black man. Oh, here's a good one for all you great people. Pleasure P from the group Pretty Ricky. Oh my God, I almost forgot. Pleasure P from Pretty Ricky wrote underneath, I don't know what this is. Maybe this is maybe his profile on Instagram. And he posted a picture of B2K talking about they need to do a reunion because apparently everybody else is coming back together. They brought Escape from the grave, so they might as well get B2K out there. Do we want to hear B2K? I honestly do not care. I see B2K every Monday on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. Why do I want to see him on stage acting the fool? So, keep it. R.I.P. Stevie Ryan. She committed suicide after her grandfather's death. It's sad. I love Stevie Ryan. Stevie TV. If you guys haven't checked her stuff out on YouTube, you guys should definitely do it. It's such a sad thing. Have y'all been keeping up with, not the Kardashians, oh girl, with Love & Hip Hop Atlanta? I don't know what it is with Jocelyn Hernandez, but they are out to get her. Or she's out to get herself. One or the other. She quit the show, so they showed all her worst scenes. That was real petty of you, Mona, by the way. But they showed all her worst scenes, how she's been abusing the staff and the, you know, all the bodyguards and whatnot. And I'm just like, well, y'all gotta push it to that point, because y'all keep throwing these curveballs in her life. Apparently Stevie J and Jocelyn are not together. Good riddance for the both of them. They can get on the bus with Joe Budden and go to hell. Make sure you save them a seat, please, Joe. The whole show is just whack. Tammy, I love Tammy. I don't hear your music. Waka, you fine. Who else is on that show? Mimi, you have no story. You haven't had a storyline since your sex tape, girl. And that was barely a storyline. Like, girl, we seen it. So it was like, who are you going to hide it from? Your daughter? Like, I hope she ain't looking at porn at this age. who else? Jock. Girl, I love the wig. I'm going to get one the same. Well, maybe not. I'm going to get one ethnic one. But girl, I love the wig. Who's that? Carly Red is in love with Jock. Jock has llamas in his tree for some reason. I don't know why. He lives in a farm full of llamas. This might be a storyline for next year. who else? I'm missing a person. There's Jock. There's that one. And the... Rashida. I hope you divorce that man. And Kurt, I hope you know you're driving that bus to hell. So, if you haven't noticed, Kurt and Rashida are like, I feel like officially done, because the last episode she signed those separation papers, but it's just separation papers. It's not a divorce. So, she signed a separation paper. So, the girl, I forgot her name, the stripper girl with the baby on her come up. So, she can't touch none of Rashida's money and take nothing out the store. Or whatever, like take money from the store that she has or whatever. So that was a smart move on Kurt. Kurt, you know, he did his thing. Do I feel bad for Kurt when he broke down and started crying about how Rashida's mom was tearing his family apart? No, because Kurt, you was tearing your fucking family apart, girl. Like, what the fuck? How are you going to cheat on your wife and blame her mother? Yeah, that purple hair got to go. And like, she's always in Rashida's business, but that's her child. And I know she needs to step back a little bit, but Rashida obviously ain't taking the right steps in bettering herself. Is she still with you? So, of course the mother stepped in. And like all mothers, she's going to step in and remain stepping in of your drama and bullshit. So, get over it unless you want to divorce her too. And, you know, y'all can just move on with your lives. Please do. But, whew, I'm glad that's over. And apparently her son, you know, I'm not going to get into that story. Because it has nothing to do with me and it has nothing to do with that story. I'm here to give you guys some words of encouragement. This is the bad advice portion. If they say, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, they have clearly never met a homosexual slightly inconvenienced. Let me tell you about that. Oh my God. every time, the slightest inconvenience that I have, like, I could wake up and be like, okay, I'm going to plan to go downstairs, eat cereal, and at like 3 o'clock, well, at like 10 o'clock, I'm going to go and watch this TV show. I'll go downstairs and there's no fucking milk, and I'm throwing a fucking tantrum. Oh, girl, I'm reading people for filth in this whole fucking house. It's only two of us. So I'm just like, well, girl, I can't even drink this milk. I'm lactose intolerant and this and that and blah, blah. I'm just going crazy. But that's just a minor inconvenience. Trying to watch a show and the thing won't load up. Like, your Wi-Fi is being crazy. But it works on your phone, but not on the TV. Slight inconvenience. I get pissed about that. Maybe I have a short temper. Maybe I'm just petty. But that is my advice to not inconvenience a gay person. I know y'all ready for messy moments. So let's get messy. Okay, so let's talk about my life. An interview. Sorry, I'm just apparently living in a lap of luxury. But no, okay, so I went to an interview for a job that I did not really care for. And I ended up getting a fucking job. The job that I wanted told me that they hired already, you know, too many people. And they didn't know that they didn't have any more slots available. So I'm like, girl, why was I doing so great on this interview for no fucking reason? So I went over to this other interview. And like, wig ain't even brushed out. I just walked in there looking a mess. And they hired me. I was like, ugh. And the job, let me tell you, I think it would be kind of fun. Caretaking, being a caretaker. And this is just temporarily until I go to LA pretty soon. But I like old people. They tell it like it is. That's all I can say. And I've been taking care of old people, you know, from now on my life. I'm nervous and I just can't wait for orientation to be over. It's all fucking day. It's from 9 to 4. What the fuck do you need to tell me? I know how to do the Heimlich, girl. I know how to take dentures out of people's teeth. I know how to take a wig off. I know how to pull a wig off. But that's little things going on with me. I'm excited to move to LA. That's going to be pretty soon. Got in contact with one of my friends that lives like an hour away. And I know maybe another person that lives over there. Well, two more people. And I got cousins that live over there, but I love them. One's about to move. The other one, I can't wait to hang out with. But my friend Maxie, I cannot wait to see him. He's my best friend from AIT. He's the best person I've ever met. He has two fucking kids, though. Ooh, girl, I didn't know about the second one. He's the first one, but the second one, I'm just like, who is this bundle of joy? He's cute. The little boy's cute. Both the little boys are cute. I can't wait to see my best friend. Well, y'all know Trey's my best friend too, so I know you're listening. But at the same time, I'm just really excited. I'm nervous as fuck. Like, I feel like I got everything down that I need to get down. I'm kind of nervous to see the environment that is out there. I hope it's more of an upbeat environment that wants to help and work and, you know, wants to entertain. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to entertain. I'm not here to go push papers. I'm not here to staple things. I'm not here to fill up bedpans or not fill up bedpans. I'm just here for your entertainment. And I want to do that. I cannot wait to get out there. I cannot wait to get all this stuff consolidated. And, like, I'm just excited. And I know you guys are going to be excited for me because when I get up there, this podcast is going to blow up. I'm going to be famous. My YouTube video is going to blow up. And y'all going to be like, oh, we should have listened to him at the beginning. Y'all should have. I have another messy story. So this girl on my news feed posted a conversation piece about what happened and why this girl almost tried to steal her man. I don't think that's a thing. So she gets a random text message from a girl named Talia. I actually know a light-skinned girl named Talia. She probably light-skinned. They real trifling. I'm just joking. I'm really joking. But it could be the same girl. But yeah, she's like, my name is Talia. Love your work. I saw your stuff on Instagram. It's like a random text message. can you do my makeup for a special occasion? So the girl's like, okay, well, just send me your information, blah, blah, blah. I can send you this stuff. This, the deposit is non-refundable. We can set up your appointment and I can beat your face and blah, blah, blah. So she's like, great. I literally love your life. That right there, I would have turned around and be like, girl, what? And the girl's like, yeah, cool. She sent her, I guess the girl sent her a picture of the dress and was like, what kind of makeup you think is right for this dress? And the girl was like, I think this is, looks good. A good smoky eye, a red lip, girl. I feel like that's a typical thing that you can say to anybody if you don't know anything. Like, girl, a smoky eye, a red lip, bitch. Like, you be fabulous. Like, and like the girl's like, okay, great. It's for Valentine's Day and I want to be sexy for my man. And she goes, okay, no problem. So fast forward to the appointment on Valentine's Day at 2 p.m., the girl was having, I guess, girl talk or whatever, talking about boys and stuff like that. Then the girl started asking about the other girls. Talia started asking about the girls who were doing her makeup, her boyfriend, like, you know, what does he do? What are y'all doing tonight? And the girl's like, well, damn, like, I have nothing planned for Valentine's Day. I'm just doing your makeup and, you know, nothing's really happening for me and my man. We're just chilling tonight. We're not going to do anything too special. And then for some reason she said she spent longer on her face and it just got weird after that. She writes, so my boo texts me saying he got off early, off work early and is headed to my house. I'm in the middle of eyeshadow. She has at least another 30 minutes. Seems like not even 5 minutes after, he walks through the damn door. Oh, I'm reading it so enthusiastic. Any other time, he wouldn't take 3 hours to get here, but it is Valentine's Day. He walks through the door with hella flowers. She's from California, probably. Hella flowers and gift cards and favorite food places and stuff like that. And getting all mushy and personal. So it was a really cute little moment that they had, I see. And he walked in, looked at the client and was like, oh, I didn't know you had a client. I'm going to go chill in the back until I'm done. So he disappears. And like the girl goes, hey, can I stay here to get dressed, blah, 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 because I'm running late. And she was like, it's kind of weird that you're now running late, but okay, cool. So she stays and like grabs her stuff from outside from her car and goes to the girl's bathroom, starts getting dressed. So the girl goes outside to the main character, the one who, not Talia, goes outside to go check her mail or whatever. And like she walked back to the door and the door was locked. Let me tell you, I read the like last two pages and could not stop laughing because I would probably done the same thing. Door was locked. Instead of knocking on the door or whatever, she went on the back and saw her man wasn't in the room. So she like shimmied through a window like ninja warrior style and like and got into the door, like got into the window. She walked out and like saw her man walking and was like, what are you doing? And she's like, well, why was the door locked? He goes, oh, it was a force of habit. Every time I see an unlocked door, I lock it. Or really, well, the front door, really. And that's understandable because I do that same thing. I'd be locking people out on accident. And she was like, oh, and she's like, maybe I'm acting fucking crazy. I don't know. And she saw the girl was still in the bathroom. So I guess the girl gets up and she finally gets out and she starts leaving and she's like, I forgot something inside your bathroom. And I guess the main character, she's getting real irritated by Talia. I'm like, girl, you need to hurry up and leave so I can get this dick. But Talia comes back in, and I guess she's in there for like a moment. And she leaves. So I guess, you know, the girl is on her Valentine's Day high. She's excited and blah, 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 blah. And her man gets a text on the phone. And he's like kind of uncomfortable with the text message. So she ends up reading it, and it's from an unsaved number. So this girl had the audacity to text her man and just be like, hey, this is Talia, I guess, your girlfriend's client from the other day. I've had my eyes on you for so long. I followed you on Instagram and you never followed back. So I knew I had to take it a step further because I just had to say something. I got your number from her phone while she stepped away. Ooh, girl, petty. I see the way you treat her, and I don't think she really appreciates you. You need a girlfriend like me to take care of you. She can't do that. She's not enough for you. You're wasting your time with her. There's so much that I want to do to you. You don't even understand. Don't tell her about this. Oh my God, I would have died if I would have saw that message from my man's phone from a bitch I just beat her face. I would literally beat her face again. But the ending was real whack. She said, I was living, but I'm not a fighter, so I just let it slide. And, you know, now she's miserable praying over other men. Girl, you should have whooped her ass. Because my advice to you, hunty, is message her back from your phone and be like, girl, if you ever again text my man some fuck shit like that, it'd be more than your face being beat, girl. Like, I'm going to run you over with a fucking car. Don't write that because you can go to jail. Just be like, well, girl, just know that when I see you, we're going to have a talk. And when I say talk, that means you're going to whoop her ass. That's what talk is. You're going to go ahead and drag her when she ain't looking because you say you don't fight. So I'm going to teach you how to cheat in a fight. So when she's out and about with her friends or whatever, hopefully, you know, she's not with too many of her friends, get a couple of your friends and walk up behind her and pull her down to the ground and swing her across the street, girl. Like, whoop that ass. Curb stomp her or, you know, sucker punch her and get out of there, girl, because she deserves it. Woo! And that is my portion of Mercy Moments. If you guys want to send me some questions, if you guys want to even be on the podcast and ask some questions, I'm doing this new thing that I'm going to call you guys. You guys saw that I called my best friend and he stood me up. And it's fine. I called two people, actually. And I'm just going to say they both stood me up. I even called one girl back and she stood me up. So if you guys want to, just send me a text or send me a message on badadvice1821@gmail.com or on my Instagram, Facebook, Instagram Cocaine Crooks, Facebook, Trey Crooks. You guys can even make comments on my YouTube if you want. Oh, by the way, if you guys are on iTunes, please leave me a comment. I would definitely love reading it. And, you know, I like learning new things and things that I annoy you with. Definitely put that down there so I know and not to do it again. Or, you know, if I just don't like you, I'll just keep it up. So it's your battle to pick. I think I said it all. I'm just going to leave y'all with the smooth sounds of my voice. Category is... Oh, and by the way, Sasha Velour, I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you. And I hope RuPaul spills the tea on who she's mad at. That could be next episode. So stay tuned and make sure you guys subscribe, bitches.